This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Close to the 50th anniversary of the so-called 1973 Yom Kippur surprise war in the Middle East, there is another major outbreak of Mideast fighting right now.
Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip have launched dozens of rockets towards Israel, setting off air raid sirens across the country. There have been reports of explosions near Tel Aviv and the areas surrounding southern Gaza. One person is reported to have died. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he's meeting with top security officials.
That is the BBC's Gareth Barlow. And since he filed that report, there have been ground infiltrations into Israel, and Israel has started striking targets in Gaza in response, setting the stage for what's likely to be a new heavy round of fighting between Israel and Hamas, maybe another Islamist group as well. Palestinian Islamic Jihad says its fighters have joined Hamas. In this country, as the Biden administration reverses some border policies to deal with a still growing crisis, other parts of the country are now feeling the pressure. CBS's Charlie DeMar.
In Eagle Pass, Texas, as migrants continue to cross the southern border, New York City Mayor Adams arrived in Ecuador as part of his three-country tour south of the border to discourage migrants from making the trek north.
We are not going to be able to sustain this situation for migrants and asylum seekers and for long-term New Yorkers who are also dealing with real issues.
There's been a moderate earthquake in southern Mexico tonight. With the arrival of the weekend, one of the major national strikes is coming to an end, while others do continue, the one ending the healthcare workers who went out for 3 days. Details from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
More than 75,000 healthcare workers entered the final day of their strike against Kaiser Permanente without a deal. Nurses, technicians, and others walked off the job for 3 days to protest staff shortages and demand higher pay.
I think that we have made a very big impact, and we'll come out here again if we have to.
Meantime, film and TV actors remain out, as do some members of the United Auto Workers. This is the government issues a somewhat surprising September employment report, which could also have a downside.
The Labor Department reported a stronger than expected gain of 336,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate remains steady at 3.8%. That ongoing strength in the labor market is great news for people looking for work. But as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned, a tight labor market could mean more pressure on inflation. And that's raising the odds of another rate hike from the Fed before the end of the year.
That's CBS business reporter Jason Brooks, and this is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.